Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, De-escalate How to Calm an Angry Person in 90 Seconds or Less by Douglas E. Knoll is a practical nonfiction book about conflict de-escalation, emotional regulation, and mediation. Drawing on Knoll's background as a trial lawyer turned peacemaker and mediator, the book presents a field-tested method for responding to anger without argument, defensiveness, or over-explanation. Its central claim is that anger is not calmed by logic first, but by being understood at the emotional level. The book therefore focuses on identifying the feeling beneath the words and reflecting it back in a simple, steady way. Rather than offering abstract theory, it gives readers a repeatable communication strategy for tense moments in workplaces, families, and other high-conflict settings. The result is a guide that sits between neuroscience-informed self-help and applied conflict resolution, aimed at helping ordinary people respond more effectively when emotions are running high. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book's core method is effect labeling, not argument. The main technique in the book is effect labeling, the practice of naming the emotion behind another person's anger. Knoll argues that when someone is upset, their words often contain accusation, blame, or noise that can distract from the real issue. And instead of debating the facts or trying to prove a point, the reader is taught to respond to the underlying feeling with brief, direct statements such as, "You feel frustrated," or "You are disappointed." This is important because it shifts the interaction away from confrontation and toward recognition. The method works only if the response stays focused on emotion rather than content, since content-based replies often trigger more resistance. By making the emotional experience visible, the speaker lowers the other person's need to escalate. The book treats this as a practical skill, not a theory, and its value lies in how quickly it can change the tone of an encounter without requiring agreement or surrender. Secondly, anger is treated as a brain state that changes when safety is restored. A major theme of the book is its neuroscience-based explanation for why de-escalation works. Knoll presents anger as a state in which the brain is activated for threat, making logical persuasion much less effective. When someone feels attacked or misunderstood, their defensive systems dominate and rational processing is weakened. The book uses this idea to explain why calm, validating language can be more effective than detailed reasoning. By reflecting emotion rather than challenging it, the listener helps reduce the sense of threat and creates the conditions for clearer thinking to return. This approach gives the method a biological foundation and helps readers understand why common instinctive responses often fail. Instead of reacting with urgency, correction, or emotional counterattack, the book advises the reader to create psychological safety first. That framing is one of the book's strongest features because it connects a simple conversational technique to a broader model of how the brain handles conflict and stress. Thirdly, the first seconds of a tense encounter matter more than a perfect explanation. The title's emphasis on 90 seconds highlights the book's belief that early response determines whether a conflict escalates or settles. Knoll places unusual weight on the first few words spoken after anger appears. At that moment, the goal is not to solve the problem, but to stop the emotional spiral from accelerating. This is why the book stresses short, plain, non-judgmental statements rather than long explanations. If the first response sounds defensive, corrective, or superior, the other person is likely to dig in harder. If the first response communicates understanding, the intensity can begin to drop before the interaction becomes entrenched. The book's practical contribution is that it turns de-escalation into a timed, observable behavior rather than a vague, interpersonal ideal. That makes the method useful in fast-moving situations such as customer conflicts, family arguments, management conversations, or mediation settings, where there is often little time to think and even less time to recover from a bad response. Fourthly, the technique depends on restraint, boundaries, and self-regulation. Although the book is about calming others, it repeatedly emphasizes that the listener must first manage their own reaction. Knoll makes clear that de-escalation does not mean appeasing, surrendering, or accepting abuse. Instead, it requires staying steady while the other person is intense and then setting limits without adding fuel to the conflict. This is a subtle but important distinction because many conflict books confuse empathy with passivity. In Knoll's model, emotional recognition and boundary setting can coexist. The reader is encouraged to avoid personalizing insults, to resist the urge to correct every false statement, and to focus on maintaining internal control long enough to respond skillfully. That self-regulation is part of the method, not just preparation for it. The book, therefore, has value not only as a communication guide, but also as a discipline of composure. It shows that helping someone else calm down often begins with refusing to be pulled into the same emotional escalation. Lastly, its real-world credibility comes from mediation, prisons, and everyday conflict. The book stands out because it is grounded in Noel's long professional practice, especially in mediation and emotional literacy training in high-stakes environments. That background gives the method a distinctive credibility. It is not presented as a classroom theory, but as a tool tested in situations where conflict is serious and consequences are real. The book's approach has therefore been shaped by repeated use in places where traditional persuasion often fails, including correctional and organizational settings. At the same time, the method is framed as broadly usable in ordinary life, from coworker disputes to family tension and customer service interactions. This combination of high-pressure application and everyday relevance helps explain the book's appeal. It is neither a purely academic work nor a generic communication manual. Instead, it offers a compact, actionable model that readers can adapt across contexts. Its contribution is to translate mediation practice into a simple interpersonal habit that can be learned and applied quickly. In conclusion, De-escalate How to Calm an Angry Person in 90 Seconds or Less is best suited for readers who regularly deal with conflict and need a practical way to respond under pressure. Managers, mediators, educators, customer-facing professionals, parents, caregivers, and anyone who finds themselves in tense conversations can benefit from its emphasis on immediate emotional recognition. The book is especially useful for people who know that arguing often makes anger worse but are unsure what to do instead. Its main value is that it replaces vague advice about staying calm with a specific communication method that can be practiced and repeated. Compared with many conflict books, it stands out for its tight focus on affect labeling, its neuroscience framing, and its insistence that emotional safety must come before problem solving. It is not a broad theory of relationships or a general self-help title. It is a narrow, actionable guide to a specific moment in conflict, the first response. That clarity is what makes it memorable and practically useful. Readers looking for a concise, field-tested de-escalation tool will find it more specialized than most books in the category, and that specialization is its strength. If you would like to support Douglas E. Noel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.